The 23-acre refuse hideaway landfill near Middleton has been closed for more than 20 years. It's been capped with soil, but there's enough contamination of groundwater near the old dump that it's been declared a federal Superfund site. For the last few years, the Wisconsin DNR has been working on a project to put 44 photovoltaic modules on a south-facing hillside at the former landfill. DNR project manager Hank Keeling says the idea is to produce enough solar energy to offset the electricity needed to collect the landfill's methane gas and runoff called leachate.
Up until this point, we've just been using a lot of energy and putting no energy back into it to make it a more sustainable remedial action.
The DNR says the solar project will cost $94,000 with some funding help from the state's Focus on Energy program. The DNR's Mark Giesfeld says his agency is not shying away from cleaning up contamination at refuse hideaway.
I mean, we're not changing our cleanup standards with respect to groundwater, and we have one of the most comprehensive groundwater laws and approaches in the country.
Yesterday, the EPA and National Renewable Energy Lab announced that they've chosen Refuse Hideaway as one of 12 contaminated locations in the U.S. at which they'll lend advice and support. The DNR says if producing solar power at the old dump is a success, it may lead to renewable energy production at other Wisconsin Superfund sites. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.